President John Evans Atta Mills and his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma have affirmed that democracy, rule of law, respect for human rights and economic empowerment are the ingredients that can bring the needed improvement into the lives of Africans. They have therefore called on African leaders to respect the mandate given them by the people and work to provide their needs. These are contained in a communique by the two leaders at the end of talks between them in Cape Town. Presidential correspondent Sethiya reports.
On the developments in Libya, the two leaders expressed serious concern about the bombardments of Libya by NATO forces. President Zuma said the EU Peace and Security Council will be meeting on Thursday and Friday in Addis Ababa to deliberate on the unfolding situation. He said the two leaders also deliberated on the global and multilateral matters of interest and concern. Said they reiterated the need to reform the United Nations, particularly the UN Security Council, as well as international financial institutions. This, they said, has to reflect the increasing important role and interest of Africa and the developing world. The two leaders also said that the bombardment of Libya by NATO forces is a violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1973, which seeks to protect the interests of civilians and assist the Libyan people. Rather, the bombardment is killing Libyans, and for that matter, killing Libyan citizens and destroying infrastructure.
Presidential correspondent Sethiya reports.